This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Uncertainty seems to never end in the dairy industry, Dave.
I will tell you, Lee, milk production obviously is a big deal. There's quite a bit of milk out there, but rising demand is the point. And what we've got right now, stronger than normal retail demand with some stronger food service demand as cities and towns across the country start to reopen. It's going to be a shock, I think, to the supply chains across the country and potentially across the globe. We might be seeing this already start to develop globally. And in the fog of war, you can have some higher prices. So in the long term, you know, the next year or two, that should settle down. But the next 6 months, you're in the fog of war here on the demand side.
And a good time to start looking at protecting your milk price and your expenses. StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Feed costs and energy costs and some of those things that drive our cost of production up at a time when milk could be bouncing all over the place, knowing what these other tools are for us as we're managing our businesses forward is really important. And hearing from people that are just like us that are doing it, that's even more helpful. There's nowhere else, not only this year or any other year, that you can spend just 48 hours and get 43 sessions that are very leading edge on topics that are relevant today and likely are going to be more relevant tomorrow. And what is more important to our businesses than our mind that's managing that business? This is a place to really efficiently gather those goods that will help fuel the tank to move the business forward.
Thank you, Shelley. Shelley Meyer, the Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More details at pdpw.org.
Wednesday.
Well, I recently received a question on what's a good cleaning and disinfection protocol as it would relate to calf feeding equipment or calf housing equipment. And it's a topic that's come up a lot, and being that it's March and kind of the itch to get some spring cleaning done is probably going to affect everybody, I think it's a pertinent topic. And that biofilm is the number one place that harbors bacteria on the farm. And we can't get rid of it by just scrubbing super hard or power washing. We have to chemically digest it. We first want to clean the surface and get rid of the gross soil. So if we have calf feeding equipment, we rinse it in 110-degree water. And this is important because we don't want to rinse it in really hot water because that'll actually bake on the fats, and we don't want to do that. So 110-degree rinse helps break those fats up and get them off the surface. Then we want to do a soak in 140-degree temperature chlorinated alkaline detergent for 5 to 10 minutes. And that chlorinated alkaline detergent will chemically digest the biofilm, eats up and frees the bacteria to be exposed to our disinfection agent. And then scrub for 2 minutes, rinse with lukewarm water, and then do a 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide rinse. And that's actually what provides the kill.
Thursday.
Chris, tell us about this legislation that would help with farm labor.
Well, at this point, we are optimistic that the House of Representatives is going to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. This is legislation that would give dairy farmers the ability to use the H-2A visa program, which right now that program is for seasonal guest workers, and it doesn't apply to those in dairy who have year-round labor needs. This is legislation that we supported when it passed the House of Representatives in December 2019. Now, the bill was just introduced earlier this year, and it does look like the House is going to pass it, so we're certainly supportive of that. The question now is what will happen when it gets to the Senate, but at this point, we're focused on getting a strong bipartisan vote in support of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in the House, hopefully this week, and then we'll look at what happens next with the Senate.
Chris Galen is with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
From the University of Minnesota Veterinary College at a webinar that I attended by Dr. Sandra Godden. Remember, when calves are born, unlike humans, they have no disease protection. They must acquire that. So our take-home message is that Sandra would suggest, or Dr. Godden would recommend, the new target is 18 grams per liter. That's the new number that you should be striving for with your baby calves. Other tools to improve quality of the colostrum includes pasteurization, which means we'll kill those bacteria. Another one is to supplement marginal colostrum with a colostrum commercially available substitute or addition. You can spike that colostrum. And then, of course, cool that colostrum quickly after you get it. If you're not going to feed it to the calf immediately and going to store it, 48 hours in the refrigerator, and in that colostrum put in a plastic bottle of frozen ice, and that will cool down much quicker.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.